Topic 14. Key text. Driverless cars.
The car's weakest link is the driver. As car components go, human beings are deeply substandard. We have imperfect perception, we are easily distracted, we are ruled by emotion, and we vary wildly in quality. No surprise, then, that billions of dollars are being spent on developing a driverless car. The hope is that autonomous vehicles will not only end car crashes, but that they will also improve traffic flow, reduce energy consumption, and cut levels of air pollution. It will be good for our stress levels too. Few people enjoy navigating crowded freeways or city streets during the rush hour. It will also be good for our wallets too, since the cost of travel will fall dramatically. One robot car can be shared by a number of owners who could summon it whenever they needed to go somewhere. Of course, there are concerns about driverless cars. What will happen to the livelihoods of professional drivers? Taxi drivers, lorry drivers, bus drivers would all find themselves out of a job. And who will be responsible when an accident occurs? And what if someone hacks into the software controlling our car? All legitimate concerns, but they shouldn't distract us from the inevitable. Sooner or later, a digital chauffeur will be handling all our day-to-day driving. In fact, insisting on driving a car ourselves might one day be considered reckless behaviour. In her article, Driverless Cars Are Like Elevators, the American journalist Adrienne LaFrance looks back at technological developments in the past and finds a parallel for today's invention.